answer to the executive director. That's it.
Absolutely.
The commissioners have no, they're not, they don't have employees.
Right.
Except for the, and so there's the one, but it goes back and forth. Because it doesn't, you know, this guy, if he wants to fire someone, he has to have that guy's approval. The director doesn't have autonomy to fire or fire anyone. I mean, hire him, I guess, but to fire him, no. It has to be approved by the executive director, even though these, there's...
But the executive director doesn't have to go to the commission and ask for permission.
No, because the commission does not have any employees. The only employee that the commissioners have is the executive
director. But that's the same scenario we're in. We have a council who has, who is responsible for the city manager. And that's the chain.
That's what you're saying.
And so it's the same scenario. And so, I mean, to me, that's the same scenario. You hold the city manager accountable, and he holds his directors accountable. And yes, if a director wants to fire somebody, they may have to get city manager approval to fire somebody. But if the city manager wants to fire somebody, there's nobody, I mean, you're right. He doesn't technically, I mean, you know, I don't know how that's, you know, I mean, he's kind of working for the city, so, but he's the top of a chain until you get to the council, so I mean, he doesn't have to.
A point for you all, just so you don't need to change your charter or anything else about it. But civil, you've adopted civil service now, so the manager has no say about anybody that works other than the chief.
Well,
on the police side.
By doing,
but not at the other staff.
By doing this, you offer the department head, because we're not talking about, I mean, he's an employee, but we're not talking about employees, we're talking about the department head, the ability to have the checks and balances. I mean, basically, the city, this is going to be a far-fetched example, but I mean, it's nothing to say it couldn't happen, because we know there's corruption everywhere, right? So who's to say that the city manager would not come to one of his department heads and say, you need to do this. If you don't do this, I'm going to fire you. And the department head knows good and well that request is not a valid request or a request that's, shall we say, in direct line with the law. But he has no choice because
there's not all kinds of companies available now as well. You've got whistleblowers.
There's an 800 phone number that they call up and say, hey.
But if it's not illegal, if it's like gray, very, very gray, dark gray, and it's not illegal.
You've got an ethics argument.
Mm-hmm.
If it's ethical or...
if it's coercion, I mean...
Well, sure. When I was in Austin, I gave some orders to pull out of an assistant manager to get some things done, and I went back over to law department where I was happy, and then pulled back over to the city a year later as an assistant manager. And I get a complaint, I call this department head, and I said, look, I ordered this to be done a year ago. You get it done, or you're fired. And it was something that absolutely had to be done, needed to be done.
But that wasn't something I'm not saying having people where they're not doing their job, but when you're forcing them to do something that might be to the benefit of the city manager, is that what you're talking about?
It just offers the checks and balances to...
But there's a lot of opportunities for reporting these types of things that can then be investigated.
But what happens to the employee in the meantime? They're fired.
If they're retaliated against...
But it's not if they're retaliated. If they're asked to do something, they say no, it's insubordination. You're out.
If that's the case and it's inappropriate, then it's up to the city council to then say, this is inappropriate, city manager, you're fired. And then they can take action to whether they should rehire or not. They can then work on that, right?
But
they would then have to, they would hold the city manager accountable for his actions,
but
for her actions,
but,
and say,
but if this was in place, we wouldn't have to go through that, because before the city manager could make that decision, he'd have to address the council and say, hey, I got a problem with this guy.
And the guy gets in a car accident, is drinking and driving, and you still can't fire the guy because you got to wait 4 weeks for the next city council manager meeting. And I mean, that's the kind of stuff where, you know, the city manager, you know, takes his accountability, and you know, if he's doing things that are inappropriate, then council holds him or her responsible for it.
Dan, the city attorney, what's in a charter is like a statute. All I got to do is know what's there, and it's really, I'm ambivalent about, you know, I've been involved in government though my entire life, and all my degrees are one or the other, master's degree, undergraduate degree, et cetera there. I'm telling you, the biggest problem you're going to have with this is not those issues. It's the fact that you're going to have in the future, I've been there, I've seen it happen. City council members want somebody hired that has nothing to do with quality, and it will start happening. And then you're going to have other people that should be, that every citizen thinks should be run off.
But conversely, it could be the same thing. City manager could fire someone just because they he likes them or she likes them and not really
sure,
have
it
could be the same way back and forth. But there's no way to do it because he's...
But if that person doesn't perform, then they hold the manager accountable for it and take action against the manager.
But if the council agrees or approves, it's the same thing.
If a city manager appoints on the office to the department, my issue, quite frankly, some of the issues in a couple of... I sort of was excluded from a lot of, although I worked directly for the city council, I was sort of excluded starting three and a half years ago from various contact because of the council knew it and apparently tolerated it. But the issue there, normally I've seen city councils, I've been in a lot of executive sessions on city. And why did you hire this bozo? I've heard them ask that question and mark them. It's like if a city manager is dumb enough to hire somebody that's not good, can't do the job, he or she is crippling themselves in the performance of their job duties. But I feel strongly about this, but as far as my role in the city, it's not perfect.
I was going to ask, Adam, when it comes to directors, the question in my mind is what is their authority actually like their moral and ethical authority? Where does it come from? Could it not be the council? Their moral and ethical authority?
I hope it starts with the person you hire. I've been there on staff before with people that, in Austin, the city manager just snapped his finger and I've gone. And I sit there and told them, you're wrong, don't do this. Not because they were illegal, being illegal or something, because I thought he was a bad mistake. But today, for example, if the city, anyone in the state of Texas, city manager or any other public employee, subordinate, if they tell them to do something that's unethical, immoral, illegal, and that employee says, you can't do that. And they make a report under your ethics ordinance, for example, they're entitled to contact me directly. Once they do that, there's a period of 90 days. If any action is taken against them under the law, it's deemed to be in retaliation for that.
Sure. I understand that there are things set up to protect an employee. Okay, I understand that. But what I'm saying is, by throwing in these checks and balances, that employee's never put in that position. He's never put in the position to be asked to do it. Because if he refuses, the way it is now, if we don't change this, if he refuses, the city manager can say you're fired.
The opposite will happen. It's more likely if you get 6 or 7 council members that a department head's going to be called on to do something by a council member.
No, they can't do that.
Yes, they will. Now, I've been there. I've done this for 40 years. They will, and they will call on them and want them to do something, and when they don't, then they will start...
if that's the case... then you just flip it, and it's the same thing with the city manager. The city manager is going to call and want them to do something that they're not going to want. It's the same thing.
I've already said more.
All right, so we've got to agree to disagree, I guess. So I think we're...
Cable, do you have anything to say on this?
I've been on one side. Yeah, just because we have the experience with the past city manager, it's an invitation to a lot of people's mouth. So, you know, it's going to happen. Both sides are right, and both sides are wrong. There's no winners here, you know, whichever way you go.
Well,
and, there's bad apples, and you're going to get them. You're going to have to look, count them. It happens. That's all.
And if we, I guess the I'm correct in understanding what you had said earlier, Marty, is everything that we present here is going to be presented to the council.
Sure. Okay.
And then they're going to sit back and they're going to sit back and say, well, you know what, this is not a good idea, or this is a good idea. And that, and so if it passes tonight, it may not pass later. If it doesn't pass tonight, it won't pass later, but it's gone.
That's exactly right. All you're doing is putting the ball to the next
person. Right.
So I will be really honest with you guys. I will be standing in front of council as a citizen, speaking against maybe some of the things that we're voting for. So I'm just letting you guys know.
And that's okay. That's your right as a citizen. And the council, like I said, all we're doing is we're presenting what we basically have been working on for the last few weeks. And they're going to sit back and they're going to take what we've given them, and they're either going to accept it, cut it, change it, whatever. And they're going to, I mean, their jobs are here for the people. So if enough people sit back and say, I don't think this is a good idea, they may sit back and agree with that with the people and say, you're right, and we're not going to do that. But all we're trying to do is get the stuff to them. So.
Okay, before we vote or anything, mm-hmm. I want to, you know, because I have listened to what you guys have said, and so do you guys want to say why, if you are voting for it, why?
My total belief on this is it offers a check and balance to the employee. It gives the employee a little more of leeway, so to speak, because if he's placed in a corner, he does have an option, and the city manager will not be able to use the fact that he can fire him to put him in the corner, because he won't have that available to him. He'll have to go through council. Now, that doesn't say that the employee is going to get fired or not get fired. It just means that instead of one person making that decision, it's going to be seven, right? That one person plus the seven council members to make the decision. So my thoughts are that it just adds some checks and balances. So when we put it to vote, yes, I'm going to vote for it.
So I agree with everything you said. The converse is we're assuming that the city manager is going to be asking for something that's inappropriate. In the case when he's asking for something that's 100% completely appropriate, he no longer has the authority to do what he needs to do to get the job done. And so if we believe that the bulk of the things are going to be items that are problematic, immoral, whatever, then I would 100% support this. But if we believe that the bulk of these items, when he goes and tells his employees, I need you to do this, and they say, you know what, I'm not doing it, and you can go talk to city council, because you're going to have to get all them to vote for this too. So that's the scenario that's going to happen more times than the scenario. And I think that if we are trying to you know, put rules in place to say, you know, prevent all these little things, we're going to hinder the ability of the city manager to actually get what he needs to get done. Because more than likely, he's going to them asking them or she to do the right thing. And they may or may not, you know, I mean, ultimately, it's his line, right? If he asks them to do something, they do it, and if it works out badly, it's reflective on him. Okay, so we need to give him every ability or her, every ability to get things done that are appropriate. And if we prevent that, then we can no longer blame him when things don't work,
no,
right?
We,
you know, you can no longer go, city manager, you didn't do your job well, you're fired.
Okay.
Because now it's like, well, I asked him to do it, but he came to y'all, and y'all said no, and I mean, you know.
Well, okay, let's you're taking the stand that it's not anymore, it's all over the table. It's all good.
I'm not saying
they're
all like that.
I'm saying
both of the scenarios
would just both of the scenarios come through that way.
Okay.
Right. So the bulk of the scenarios come that way. Well, the city manager, if it's a directive that's going to affect how the city is being run, or if it's going to affect the project that the city needs to have done, the city manager has just because the council meets twice a month doesn't mean say that they can't meet three times or four times or five times for that matter. I mean, the city manager can go to the city council and say, hey, I got a problem. this is the problem. The employee is not receptive to it. I need to go on ahead and call a meeting. You need to call a special meeting so we can get this thing resolved. But
and 4 days later, they'll have a meeting.
And it'll get resolved. It will get resolved.
Maybe.
No, it'll get resolved.
Maybe.
I just fear that this is reactionary to Matt. You know, a lot of these things, reaction to some bad things that happened in that control and from,
we're leaving out the main ingredient here, the voter.
Okay.
By doing this, the voter cannot file a manager, but they can vote the council out.
And that's just what just happened.
Again, that's all part of the chain of command, right? We hold the council, responsible for our city.
That's the only
can hold the city manager responsible.
The only advantage you have by doing this is the councilman blows it by being greedy or telling him, I take it back, you can vote him out. But if the manager does it, you have no control.
Sure. We say, city council, you're responsible for managing the manager. You didn't do it, you're fired.
They're all corrupt.
Yeah, there's 4 miles.
But it's all part of the chain of command. And we hold council responsible, they hold the manager responsible.
I used to sit on the state city manager association ethics committee. We got complaints from people where the manager said, told me to do this and told me to do that. You get an ethics committee of the Texas City Manager Association, slap your hands or they can't fire you for it. Determined that you violated whatever, that follows that guy around or that woman around if they try to stay in the business forever. And when,
I think
with some of the stuff that we've seen living in Kyle for the last 5 years or so, maybe even longer, we had a pretty weak council, city council. They didn't take action, they didn't rein in. It was more like a social thing. And it kind of seems like, not the bad, not any of them, at all.
No.
They were not strong. They were not strong together, nor were they strong alone. And so now we have very strong, there's one's not quite as strong, but being frank about it all, And now I don't know if the same thing played out today, I sure don't think it would happen.
Well, okay. Now,
not a lot of people reactionary.
Okay, that's
set up your charter because of one person.
But I don't think it's going to screw the charter.
No, I understand.
Formal government. By making this change, you're changing the whole form of government, and you are also making it more bureaucratic than it already is. But is that necessarily wrong or bad? Yes, it is necessarily wrong or bad. What?
Because you're going to lose. You're not going to get the best candidates.
But they keep saying that, But you know what? I don't think that is. I don't think that's a viable reason to have something in your charters because you're not going to.
And I don't disagree. I'm not saying. To me, that's not the important thing. To me, the important thing is accountability, clear accountability. And anything you do to make accountability blurry just goes to this.
Yes.
And that to me is unacceptable because, not having accountability and not holding people accountable, that's what we pay a city manager for and that's what we elected city council for. And I think we should make sure we have the right people doing those functions and then let them do their functions. And we shouldn't try to, get in their way. We should let them do their job and we should hold them accountable for it. And I believe in accountability. And to me, allowing any opportunity for people to shutter it to somebody else causes problems.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Let me say this. Right here we've got three, you've got seven people.
Six.
That have both sides of this particular item, one side is this way, one side is this way. Now, if I'm understanding this you correctly on all this, and correct me if I'm wrong.
You have a majority vote, it goes to council.
Hold on a second. let me finish my thought. Thank you. If I'm understanding you correctly, once all this stuff is done, and once it's approved by council, if it's approved by council, then it goes to the voters. So instead of seven people who have sat back and put this on the ballot, or not put this on the ballot, 700 or 7,000 or seven whatever, are going to make the decision, whether it's a good decision or a bad decision.
Yeah, but we could do that for every line of this thing and say, well, you want it or you not want it. But we're not going to do that, and so that's not really, I mean, that's not what we're here to do. Right?
We're not doing it for every line. We're doing it for certain items that we feel, that we as a committee feel.
And I agree. Let's vote on it.
We as a committee feel this way, and if it, like I said, it all we're doing is we're putting our stuff in there. It's gonna ultimately depend on the voters. The council is going to do what they're going to do with it, and then the voters are going to make the final decision. And instead of seven of us, three or two or four, whatever which way it's going, it's going to be 700 or how many people come out to vote, and they're going to make that decision. We're not going line by line. If we were going by line, then we'd have this whole charter to change, and we're not doing that. We're doing certain things that the committee felt strong enough about to try to go in ahead and make a change for. So that's my two cents. Someone wants to go in ahead and make a motion to vote on.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Yeah.
How long is this form of government, how long has the precedent been set as far as a council manager form of government?
It really started becoming strong in the country in the early 1920s, 21, give or take.
So we're talking 90 years of precedent.
There's other, I mean, some cities don't do this, right? Well, some cities actually have, they elect a mayor to run the city, right?
Well, that's so true. In Texas and across the country, there's far, for example, Dallas is the council manager form of government. Houston and Pasadena are mayor forms
right.
of government, and they're about the only mayor forms of government big.
And I'm still on the last.
Blurred the lines.
Wasilla, Alaska. That's where Palin's from. She was elected the mayor and ran that city.
Well, general law cities, see, in Texas, you know, general law cities, most of them is hired administrators and, big size, and adopt the ordinances that set the authority of the administrator. But the mayor finally is, in the general law city, is the one that can override the council, unless they've had an election to adopt the charter and the city manager form of government. They can do that, and there's some of those ones. Vermont was before they got to be a home rule city. But it's basically going on 90 plus years. Chicago, New York are good examples. The huge cities, except Dallas, and there's a bunch in California still council member form. But Leander considered, for some reason, they had a bad experience about a year and a half, number of years ago. And they talked about, and I work a lot more closely with them than I get to work with you guys. And I said, they were thinking about switching to mayor, by mayor. And I said, the problem is, you got to be able to get somebody that's going to be a good mayor that can spend all the time to run the city and not have to work for a living, kind of thing. But in the big cities, they pay enough.
Okay.
Get rid of those.
Okay, do we want to bring this to a vote?
Yes.
Have a motion to bring this to a vote.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we do not proceed with amending the charter to require the council to approve the appointment or removal of department heads.
Second.
And there's been a motion to not adopt this. The council does not have to have approval by, the city manager does not have approval by the council.
That's correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
He threw it the opposite way. Okay, so.
Well, I mean, some point.
I guess, okay, so we've got, it's been moved and seconded. Let's go ahead and have a roll call vote.
Barrera?
Against.
So that would be a yes or a no?
I'm against.
No.
Okay. Lemon.
Aye.
Denorio.
No.
Pay.
Yes.
Cox.
Yes.
Faith.
Yes.
Okay. So, we're not going to mess with that. So we will, it's been, I guess we'll dispatch through it. How's that?
I think if you guys get your good city manager in here, you won't be disappointed.
Not
at work. No, I can't.
That's okay. That's what we're here for. That's called the democratic way.
I've called a couple of few people around the state trying to get them to put their applications in. And I knew, you know, that's what you normally do. I know these guys, and they're not personal.
You've heard of the reputation.
Progress so far.
Okay. The let's see here. So that was it with 7.1 and 7.4, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So 8.10 taken care of. 3.9 taken care of.
Oh, 3.9 we didn't vote on, did we?
No, I thought we did.
3.09?
Yeah, well,
we've got it in here.
Oh, did we not vote? Okay.
We didn't vote.
Okay, yeah. So
what are we doing now? Well, we vote on it. We're not. We're gonna vote on it.
They requested me to bring back this language here that you have.
Yeah.
I've asked for 250 or 350.
Okay.
250.
Okay. So let's go on ahead and just to make sure that everybody's on the right page. Let's all read 3.9 to ourselves, and then we will see if we have a motion and a second to vote on this.
Is it implied then that this doesn't take effect until their next term? It's not specifically stated in here.
No, that's really, and it's subject to the vagaries of state law. You know, the general rule and the courts, the way they've been in the last number of years, the general constitutional rule in the past has been if you vote for a raise to give yourself a raise, you don't get that raise until, unless you're reelected, another time.
So, can we depend upon that?
My only concern with that is, and I'm generally not in favor of adding stuff in here, but because this is going to go to voters, I mean, if I as a voter read this and didn't know that that was a part of the law, I'm not sure I would vote for this, right? I mean, because...
Well, we're going to...
Well, I agree. True. But I mean, like I said, if I was voting on this and didn't, you know, hadn't participated in this and didn't know, I'm not sure I would agree with this because I wouldn't know the background and all the requirements.
Is there any other comments?
What you were talking about, Brian, is that the government code or is that the
constitutional? Well, but I have to tell you, the courts have, when I was a young lawyer, you could follow what they call precedent. You know, the Supreme Court decided they. The courts have gotten strange, more political, much more in the last number of years. I think that one is going to stick and stay there without question, because there's so many decisions behind it. If you want to put a sentence in, that's
okay. Well, I mean, I'm game for, I understand, you know, if we don't want to put it in, I'm good, I'm kind of like,
we're talking about it, we want to bring it forward.
I'm open to discussion on that, by all means.
I think, you know, like indicate in here that it is, but I would reference so that people can actually see it. Can it be referenced, like, or just put it in? No. Oh yeah, that's what I meant.
I'd rather be on there than not there.
Another item and come back to this one, and I'll try to craft a short sentence.
Okay.
I guess does everyone? I think I don't want to work.
All right, let's do this. Is there a motion to add a sentence? Oh, I'm sorry.
My question last time was on the absent part. What is considered an absent?
From a regular list, that they just don't show up.
Did they show up here in the year 5 minutes and leave?
Awesome.
Yeah. I think that should be up to the council to determine what that is.
That's council can.
Because if they're peers and if they want to get agency or not, instead of us dictating what
they're doing. There's something may have come up, but then it should be.
You're not overpaying me.
It's like someone's over at Pike's drinking a few beers, or someone had to be gone because their mother's ill and had to, you know, take. I mean, there's a difference, you know, and some could be an excuse to not, and I think it should be up to the council.
Well, they are, but then just one meeting, they don't get any, correct?
They don't get half.
You get the half. Mm-hmm. Right. Half of the monthly.
That's what it's.
It's $100 right now, and you lose $50.
How long have you been here, Warren?
Has
anybody come back and come into council meeting in the last 5 minutes?
I don't think it's going to be a hard one in the council.
Well,
they've got to have a real fight on their hands.
Well, that's
Amelia. Amelia. Has anybody ever come in and said, I've got to go, so they can get their pay?
I wouldn't say they come in for 5 minutes.
I mean, that's just no consistent answer to that. But I mean, you know, if you read through the minutes, you can see that, you know, when people got arrived late or arrived late.
I think last discussion, last council meeting, they're talking about 4 weeks, once a week.
No.
Mm-hmm. So,
they've already said, starts October.
It's a test, isn't it, just for October? That's not an ongoing, I thought they were just. No, I could be wrong.
They said they were going to do it and see how it works out.
Yeah, because they're here till midnight, and those people have to get up and work. Some are unemployed.
All right.
Well, they're not regular meetings 4 times a week. Yes. You always call specially.
I
mean, the budget time and change over the city manager and everything else, you understand that. Well,
that's not for us. I mean, that's
okay,
not
so to get back. So you're going to work on the standards for us, and...
So we're going to undergo to make sure we want
this. I don't know if we need to have a formal vote on it as much as generally do we agree that it should be in there or not. Because I'm open for discussion. I mean,
okay, well,
it's clear it's not required. I guess my question is do we want to make it overly clear for the vote?
Okay, let's get a motion. We'll do it that way. Do I have a motion to add the sentence or not add the sentence?
I'll make a motion to add the sentence. It won't take effect until... the next term.
Second. Is there a second on that?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? I have. Bonnie, you need to work on that sentence.
Lemons made the motion, yes. And you made the second.
Okay. Moving right along. The clarified power of eminent domain, do we get, is everything clear on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're good to go there. Now, Section 3.5, City Council judge of its members. What's going on with that?
It's 305, 308, 407 are all related to the motion we actually had when we were prior meeting was not specifically related to the city manager, but that all votes would be 4-3. And I believe, I could be wrong, that these sections are in here to show that if we intended to go forward with that, these are the other areas that would be impacted by the change of everything to 4-3.
Yeah, they just point out every single section which majority is used.
Okay, so...
It would have to be amended.
Because
it says 6 in one
section. Yeah, and I don't think you don't want to let council...
You
don't want a majority of council being able to remove a council member, you know, from office. That's the people's decision.
Okay.
The charter right now says 6 members of the council. In other words, everybody but that one bad guy.
Okay.
They can vote him out of office for...
Now, does that have anything to do with the settlement that we passed on the city manager?
No.
So this is totally entirely different. Right. We're just either going to... go with the flow and say 4-3 everything, or we're going to say just the city manager and everything else is a...
I think with the change on the city manager, I pointed out that the only ones you've got there are everything in your charter requires a majority vote, a simple majority vote, basically, very clearly, except council removing a member of council.
Okay. So that's the only one that's different.
Right.
The rest of them are just simple majority, which we're going in.
If you look at 308 down there in the...
Well, 407, the emergency section.
Well, yeah.
It's also in there.
But
once you declare, you know, an emergency, then like there's implications to how the city is run. And so if you lower the standard, there's a possibility you could.
This is right there. It's going to be extremely rare that this would apply without you put, you know, if you put it on the agenda, if it's on there 72 hours. This is under the Open Meetings Act. You can have an emergency meeting on 2 hours' notice.
Okay.
And you know, if a tornado or stop blows up or that, this is where that comes in.
Okay. Well, so is everybody clear on that? Are we all in agreement with it? Just leave it like it is. It's basically a simple majority other than this. This
look at 308 down there, and it makes it real clear that italics language. This applies the whole charter. You know, unlike some, and I'm one of those that, you know, watching over the years, I don't like to see a quorum show up at a meeting and three votes pass something, you know. I've seen that
arranged before. Okay. So, are we okay then on this? So, do we need
to... Are we okay on not moving forward with it? Or
yeah, I mean, it was leaving like it is, I guess. Is that what we decided?
I'm in favor of that.
So,
I mean, I raised this concern when we voted on that, but I was concerned that we were voting on things that had other impacts.
Right,
that,
right. So, know, now we're... Okay, so we're talking about, does anybody have anything against that, or would like to talk about that? Okay.
Just give me a minute. I'm going to
okay.
I said, can you give me a minute?
Go right ahead. I'm sorry. Go right ahead. We're still really in the discussion mode, so to speak. So, I mean, it's either we leave it like it is, or we don't. We talk about it. Anybody have anything then? Want to add? Do you want to just leave that like it is then? We don't need to vote on that. We're all in agreement with that. Okay. Evan, you had talked about the debt management.
So we have two things left, the debt management and then this commissions.
So 3.05 and 08, we're leaving as is? Is that
what you're saying? We're leaving as... As far as the vote is concerned, the 4.3 is for the city manager, and then everything else is as is in the charter.
As is, and I think it's pretty clear what the
Some of it's simple majority, and some of it's
it requires more.
Right.
They come in an emergency.
Because I mean, it's not going to show, right? What's going to show is the one thing that we voted on to move forward with, which is the city manager change.
Okay.
You're not going to do it just...
So 305 and 308 are...
Okay. Since I've commented so much, if you change 407 to 4, it's not going to make a lot of difference.
Okay. Well, so we're okay.
I mean, you can do it. It's
so
hard.
So 305, 308, and 407, we're okay. Not changing.
Everybody's happy with where they are. Okay. Now, the debt management, what have you asked, what have we...
We basically stopped at the prior one, so
okay.
It's not we didn't discuss, there was no issues or anything that we discussed.
Okay, so...
So, Marty wrote A14 for us?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's just one shot, we could change it both, right? I guarantee
you. This is what you wrote for us, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a new example.
I don't see any issues.
Does anybody have any concerns about what Barney has written for us for 8.14? You're okay? Mr. Snowden, how about you?
Okay. So, Mr. Chairman, I move we proceed with adding section 8.14 to the city charter in reference to the debt management policy as stated in the document.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Against? Ayes have it. Sometimes we can do that. Now, you said there's one more.
I think this bottom one here, I'm trying to remember.
And I only have one comment. I think we need to add committees because the parks committee, if we're talking about everybody, because the parks is now a committee.
Well, I'm sorry, what are you talking about? You're talking about not the debt management?
No.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, 13, whatever 13 is.
Oh, okay, the term of board. Okay, that's right.
I mean, I think we need to say provide for board committees, boards, and commissions as deemed necessary by council. I think we need to add the word committee because we do have some committees as well.
I think why we were discussing this was because, like, boards and commissions directly fall underneath the charter, while committees don't necessarily. So we don't have to answer to the charter, whereas boards and commissions do.
Oh, okay. I think I forgot that part.
Okay.
Let's go back to that then. Under Gonzalez, they changed it to be the committee. The council changed it to be a committee. And the council approves everybody who's on that committee.
But because it's a committee, it's not, the charter does not require a partisan.
If you're in favor of this kind of thing, it serves your intent, but the whole committee's in there. Very few committees, the mayor appoints a lot of committees and council does, but those are short term, most of them are short term.
Like this one.
Yeah. You got a standing committee. If y'all are in favor of this, join the committee in there.
We're a committee.
And the implication that if you put, we lump all these things together, is that any individual cannot be on the same, right? That this is not any committee. This is about a committee, right?
This is primarily the way this is done. Council can name on anything it wants to. The charter names the planning commission.
Sure.
And that's... with the way it's set up, if you don't put a committee in there.
Well, okay.
They can circumvent you every time if they want to, but just saying this is a committee.
They can be a standing
committee. You can have a power and God, but it's just a committee.
Okay. Well, okay.
So I don't have a problem adding committee in. I just want to make sure that, again, it's clear that it's not... just because you got off of one, you can get on a different committee. You just can't be put back on the same committee.
Yeah, I think bear with me. Let me double check. The day after your last meeting, and I'll look here. We cannot be reappointed the same
board or committee. Okay.
Board or committee.
Right, then I'm fine with adding committee. That's not my deal.
Are we holding anybody's hand on that though?
What do you mean? I mean, the issue is going to be, do we have enough public interest in all of our committees to really do this, right? Or are we going to go to somebody that's on a committee now that's been a positive thing and go, sorry, you can't be on this anymore, and then there's nobody that, or no really qualified people to backfill that? And that would be my concern.
You're concerned by putting a committee in there.
Now that I say that, I'll tell you why. Because what happens is there's a standing...
like the library committee. There's probably not a lot of people jumping to join that committee. Maybe there are, I don't know. But there's probably a lot of people on it that have been on it for more than two terms. And when those things come up again, they'd be asked to step down, and then there may not be somebody... I see both sides of it, and I could be swayed either one way or the other. I don't have a strong case one way or the other. But because we just don't have tons of citizen participation, I have concerns about...
Because aren't the boards and commissions more autonomous, and they're making decisions to do blah, 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 whereas the committee is like, advisory. Even planning commission.
But there's certain planning.
Technically, there's one issue. PMZ, and there's not, this is esoteric for you guys, PMZ theoretically has to approve a subdivision plan. Council cannot, don't have to act on them, but council, when our new litigation was looming before, when I told council, now if you want to send this back and direct planning commission to approve it, but you just don't override it,
But there's certain things that PMZ does approve, but because
everything's advisory.
But not everything is. There are some things that never go to council if PMZ approves them. Not very many, but there are certain things that don't, if there weren't any variances or anything, that may not make it to council, but most of the stuff, almost all of it does go to council as a recommendation.
Everything that council does with PMZ, except zoning, everything PMZ does, council by ordinance could say that PMZ takes care of it.
Okay, I retract mine.
Okay, well, let's do it this way. Is there a motion to either add or not add the word committee to section 4.03, right? Right? Okay, do I have a motion for that?
I think we'd only need to vote if we're going to change it, yeah?
Well, we're changing this.
We're changing, but we want to add the word committee to what we've changed. So I'm saying, do we want to add that or do we not want to add that? Is there a motion to do that or not do that? However you want to word it. Basically, do we want committee in there or not? Or do we want a motion just to move it as is?
I'll make a motion to move it as it is written currently.
Revised. The original revision.
The original revision that doesn't include committee. Okay. Moved and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed.
Okay, who did the second?
Okay, it's been moved and approved, and I think that's it.
No. We'll go back to number 7309.
Yes.
And I read this about three different ways, and it's part of this is lawyer language, but this is a statute.
And it's a short sentence.
That's as short as I can get it. off the top of my head. A member, and we put it, if you go down 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth line, after the period after the word council meeting, before vote,
okay.
Consider, a member of the council shall not receive an increase during the term of office in which the increase is authorized by council. Now, the reason for that is worded in there, if you approve the charter, if the people vote for the charter raise, then they ought to get it.
Yes.
But if the council votes for a raise to give themselves a raise...
Can you repeat it, do you mind?
Yes, sir.
Very slowly.
Yes, please.
I had one a little short, actually ended up a little shorter now. Let me give you two options.
Okay, all right, let's give it a second.
A second one. A member of the council shall not receive a raise voted by the council during the council member's term of office.
I like that one.
That's the first one.
You
got worse.
This one seems more clear. I don't know. What do you think?
What's the third one?
No, there's only two of them.
Is this two?
Yeah, really two. The other one.
Read the first one.
a member of the, and I have to, I can't say council member because the mayor is a member of council. A member of the council shall not receive an increase during the term of office in which the increase is authorized by council.
Okay, second.
I thought that one read a little more clear, but then a member of the council shall not receive a raise voted by the council during the council member's term of office.
Okay, read one again, one more time.
A member of the council, I'll give it just to you for a week, you know, even writing. You can call me myself.
Okay.
A member of the council shall not receive an increase during the term of office in which the increase is authorized by council.
So that's telling me that I can't get an increase until
you re-elect.
If you're re-elected, you can.
Okay. So if you just get elected and you approve an increase, you got to wait your whole term before you get the increase.
Okay. So does everybody agree on that?
But I think I like the second one.
Okay.
I shut this in. That one is a member of the council shall not receive a raise voted by the council during the council member's term of office.
So I like that one because it seemed more clear.
That was the first one. I thought the second one was going to be, by the time I take care of the mayor and everything else, the first one is 2 points.
Okay. Which one are we going with? Okay, which one is the point? The one is to the point. Let me just stop right there. Okay, he's going to read it. We'll either agree with it or disagree with it. Right. Start first.
The first one that I gave you, the second one I wrote, a member of the council shall not receive an increase during the term of office in which the increase is authorized by council.
Everybody like that one?
That's pretty clear, but... The other one is a member of the council shall not receive a raise voted by the council, comma, during the council member's term of office.
My only issue, it's clearer in the first one that it's the current term of office.
Right.
And that's the reason I like the first one, because it's very clear that it's the current term of office.
The second one's more legally concise, legally explicit. The first one's... It's going to have the same interpretation, but it's shorter and more succinct.
It's more layman.
I just like the purpose. It's very clear that it was the current term of office. I'm not, to be perfectly honest, I could go with either one.
Okay, that's fine.
But I leaned towards the first one for that.
The first one is the current term of office. Does everybody agree on that one?
Sure.
Doesn't hurt my feelings.
Everybody? Okay. All right. That's it. So you're going to
fix it. A member of the council, and I make sure which one y'all just, member of the council shall not receive an increase during the term of office in which the increase is authorized by council.
Mm-hmm. During the current term of office.
You're saying one is this and one is that, but you're reading a different one when we said number one, right?
There's not one. I didn't read you one that had current term of office, and it actually, the other one that I gave you, and I can add you. Okay. A member of the council shall not receive a raise voted by council during the council member's term of office. It says, basically.
Is that the one we want? Council and term of office? Or the other one, current term of office?
It's that they're working with current
in. No, they neither one of them has current in.
Oh.
Read the other one, then.
This is the first one I read to you, which is longer than the one I was trying to write in place. A member of the council shall not receive an increase during the term of office in which the increase is authorized by council. That's more exact and clear.
Then that's the one you thought because of the term of office.
I swear one of them had to go current in it.
That's the one you said first that you like.
Can you throw current in there?
No, we don't know.
No, you want current in there? Okay, we want current in there.
We got during the council member's term of office, and that's where it's going to make.
Okay. So... So we've got, everybody knows what we just agreed upon. Barney, do you know which one we agreed upon?
I want to make sure. You are okay. Adding this, a member of the council shall not receive an increase during the term of office in which the increase is authorized by council.
On the favor of that?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Now, y'all should go ahead with, you haven't voted actually on the 250.
That's right, we haven't.
350. Let's get a motion and a second, please.
Did y'all do a motion on this?
Well,
the sentence or no?
He said we need a motion, and Barney read it.
So I'm assuming...
Once you make a motion on the increase, we'll just automatically include the letter. Yeah, okay, okay. All right.
So we...
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the Section 3.09 compensation with the, as written in this form, as written in this document, revised document, adding Barney's recommended statement on the raise not taking effect until the next term of office.
I have a second.
Second.
The move is second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Who did the second?
I did.
Y'all are keep boosting me.
Okay, do we have anything else?
The only thing I would ask, and it's not, we're not going to make a motion on it, but when this comes up in front of council, I mean, I try to get in front of the, read the minute or the, you know, the agendas, but I'm not, sometimes I fall behind. Mm-hmm. If we could get a note to the committee that, hey, this is going to be in council this week. Or
so Barney, are you
going to
put on the agenda? How does that work?
I'm going to contact
the mayor tomorrow and let her know that we have finished. And I have handed the document to Barney, and in Barney's hot little hands, and it's going to be between her and him to do what needs to be done.
I'll get an August letter to the next current regular council meeting.
Next Tuesday.
But you're going to have special meetings every week now, aren't you?
Not till October, they said.
Do we need to sign some of these?
Yes, when I get them ready.
Okay,
once we get through the budget stuff.
can you just give them to Deb?
Yeah.
And I'll, whatever I need to sign, if you give it to Deb, and I'll sign them at the PNC meeting.
Yes.
If you accept the mayor, I'm obligated to take a 3-day vacation.
You go take your vacation.
I'm going to call Heidi Hayes tomorrow.
Okay.
And get her to get you an agenda.
Okay.
And I suspect I'm going to probably have to. I might be able to get it and email it out to you guys before Thursday. You meet on Thursday.
Tuesday.
You're leaving tomorrow.
Yeah, and I've got to be in council meeting in Woodrow, Texas on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
6 week schedule there.
They're
not going to have another regular meeting, this month, other than Tuesday night.
They haven't said anything.
You've got my cell phone number, don't you?
She knows you're going on vacation. She knows you're going on vacation.
Oh, no.
Oh, she doesn't?
No.
Okay, well, I'll let her know that you're going to be out of pocket for 2 days, but it's been done, and she'll get in touch with you.
But this is what we need to know.
We've got to get the meeting set up with the council, though.
Because if it's not next week, which is subject to the 31st, that would be exactly...
Well, we only have the 1st and 3rd.
Oh. That's
the 1st and 3rd Tuesday.
No, that's the question. Well, I'll let the mayor...
And here's the other thing, just so you guys are aware. It's my understanding that potentially there may not be a set...
We've got to get all these notices and the election notices and the ordinance translated into Spanish.
Yes.
So we'll get
DOJ
that 60-day filing with DOJ.
Everything has to be done by the 31st of August in order to get 60 days before the election day.
Well, maybe you need to have a conversation with Lucy and say, we're done.
With who?
With Lucy.
Yes, I'm
going to. We're done. But say, we're going to leave it to you guys if you want to push this
thing. I know.
Our job is completed. We did it.
I will contact her tomorrow, and I'm going to tell her based on the information we got from Barney, And based on the calendar that we looked at, what we've given to you needs to be done by the 31st so we can get on the ballot.
Check upon what Barney can get done with DOJ and the notices, and when they
want to
come in
and open
a meeting.
Well, then she'll have to determine that. Yeah. Because, I mean, she'll know that she has until 31st. She's going to have to call a special meeting.
Now, we just don't have time to get it done by Tuesday.
Well, that's going to have to be done by tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise, it doesn't make the agenda. You know, it can't make the agenda.
Yeah, I got
to
add so much. I need to get election judges
from you. She's probably going to have. Does council have? Is there a requirement to have one public hearing, or do they have to have multiple public hearings on this?
There's not a requirement for them to have a public hearing on it. It's important that they do because of.
But they have one that that more than meets whatever requirement.
Well, we may not.
August 14th. You have to get 14 days notice.
14.
For public
hearing.
Not
with me.
The only way to do it and do it for November is the council don't have that discussion.
Right. That's what I just said. Yeah. And then how are you want to listen to me?
I know.
That's all right, Bonnie. But I do appreciate you. Do you have a motion during this meeting?
Move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approved. Everything's adjourned. Thank you very much for all your time and your effort.
Okay.
Thank you, Bonnie. Appreciate
thank
you.
I appreciate y'all.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Hey, Kale. No yelling today. Did you pretty good? We got some good. Hey, we gained some weeks up.
She's doing better. She's a little out of it.
Well, I'm
going to get away.